Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was flipping through the television channels the other day and I came across that old 60s sitcom, I Dream of Jeannie. Some of you probably know that show. There's Barbara Eden playing a part. And I was reminded as I watched that show that day that the producers of I Dream of Jeannie were very careful never to allow Barbara Eden to show her belly button in her outfit because that was considered to be too sexual and too provocative for network television. My, how things have changed, right? Nowadays on television, you can watch the prettiest models in the world walk down the catwalk wearing their Victoria's Secret underwear. There's a show called Naked and Afraid in which each week a different nude couple, a man and woman who don't know each other, are put out into the wild to survive naked and afraid. And couples, both heterosexual and homosexual, in bed, having relations on numerous shows and channels. And I think to myself, what has happened to our society, to our morality, to our decency, to our sense of propriety? What's happened to us? How could we have moved so far from center and so fast? In fact, we've fallen so far that our kids, and if you have any teenagers, you know this, they think that they are the weird ones if they're not having sex with their boyfriend or their girlfriend. Well, I was thinking about this stuff one day, and then I read the words of our text this morning from Leviticus chapter 19. But I went back a bit and read the chapter before also, Leviticus 18. And as I read that chapter, I was shocked and also a little bit relieved by what I read there. Because you see, I was feeling really down about the perversity of our culture and how terribly depraved we have become. And then I read these laws of the Lord that he had given to Israel, his people. Listen. Do not dishonor your father by having sexual relations with your mother. She's your mother. Do not have relations with her. Do not have sexual relations with your sister, either your father's daughter or your mother's daughter. Do not have sexual relations with your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. That would dishonor you. Do not have sexual relations with your father's sister. She's your father's close relative. Do not have sexual relations with your mother's sister because she's your mother's close relative. And all I could think the whole time that I was reading this set of laws was, yuck. And the fact that God had to warn them not to do these things meant that they either were wanting to, were being tempted to, or they were doing these things. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So as immoral and as indecent and as depraved as our culture has become, the Israelites were even worse. And yet God loved them. And he called them to be his children. But as his people, there were standards that they were now called to live according to. Our text today from Leviticus 19 has a number of them. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't cheat others out of their money. Don't seek revenge. Don't show favoritism. Don't do anything that endangers your neighbor's life, and so on. And after each one of these don'ts, or this section of don'ts, the Lord repeats a little phrase over and over again. He says, I am the Lord. Respect your mother and father. I am the Lord. Don't make any idols. I am the Lord. Do not swear falsely by my name. I am the Lord. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind. I am the Lord. Do not endanger others. I am the Lord. Don't seek revenge. I am the Lord. You see, over and over again, God states a law and then reminds the people that He is the Lord, which means they are not. He made the world. He brought them out of captivity in Egypt. And thus, He gets to make the rules. Period. These are words that we need to hear loud and clear today also. And I don't just mean we, the people of America, whose morality is in an all-out free fall. I mean we also, the people of the church, who have forgotten that God's word is objective, and God's word is absolute. It's not merely open to interpretation. It's not relative to your cultural time and your setting. And it's not a smorgasbord at which you can simply go and pick and choose what you want to believe and what you don't want to believe. Sex outside of marriage is wrong. I am the Lord. Marriage is between one man and one woman. I am the Lord. There is one way and one way only to salvation, and that is through Jesus Christ. I am the Lord. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Even when your child has a soccer game on Sunday morning, I am the Lord. Care more about teaching your children how to follow God than how to throw a baseball. I am the Lord. Love your spouse, even when you don't really like him or her very much. I am the Lord. Give me the first of your paycheck, not just what you have left over at the end of the month. I am the Lord. Don't ever put your family before me. I am the Lord. Forgive others, even when you don't want to. I am the Lord. Serve others, even when it isn't convenient. I am the Lord. Love others, even when it hurts, even when it calls for a sacrifice and for submission and for complete selflessness. I am the Lord. For you see, that's what God in Christ Jesus has done for us. He loved us even when it hurt, even when it called for complete sacrifice and submission and selflessness. Because of our sin, we were more enslaved to death than the Israelites ever were to the Egyptians. And yet through His sacrificial death and His glorious resurrection, He set us free from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. He called us, and He adopted us to be His children, to live with Him in the glory of His kingdom throughout all eternity. But like the Israelites who were set free from their bondage in Egypt, set free to live now as the children of God, who were then given a set of standards by which they were to live by to show them who and whose they were, we too have been called now to live a new way of life, a new way that we now belong to Him through faith in Christ Jesus and in gratitude for the forgiveness and the eternal life which He has already given to us. It's already our possession. We are called to live a life worthy of the Lord, to please Him in every way, to bear fruit by doing good works. We don't have the right, and we don't have the authority to live according to our own set of rules, doing what we want, when we want, wherever we want. For He is the Lord, and we are not. He made us, He redeemed us, and He alone can save us. And therefore, He gets to make the rules. May we thus follow the word and the ways of the Lord, and not the ways and the whims of man. To God and God alone be the glory. For the sake of Jesus Christ, His Son. Amen.